Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to DSM's conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press double O on your push-button phone. Now I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Steven Hafton. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much indeed, Regina. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to this conference call on DSM's results for the first half of 2017, which, as you will have seen, we published this morning. With me today are Feike Sijbesma, our CEO and Chairman of the Managing Board of DSM, and also our CFO, Geraldine Matchett. Now, Feike will elaborate on the results, and after that, they're both available to answer your questions. We have until 8:30 A.M. this morning, so I think we shall get started. But before we do, I have a reminder to make. Our presentation today can contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I need to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and also in our press releases. But Feike, I'd like to hand over to you. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen on the call, and welcome to all of you, also on behalf of Geraldine, our CFO, sitting next to me. And I will keep it brief, and then we can go quickly to the Q&A session. But a few comments about the press release we presented this morning. In the second quarter, we continued our good performance and the momentum we built up in 2016. And with that, we concluded, in fact, a very strong first half year for DSM in 2017. All our businesses, materials and nutrition, delivered sales above the market which we operate in, above the market growth we operate in. And this overall resulted in an 8% organic growth for DSM, supported strongly by our volume growth, 6%. EBITDA up 16% compared with last year. Return on capital employed closed at above 12%, 12.2%, 170 basis points up. Net profit even 42% up. And in that context, I would like to say we operate in our strategic period 2015-2018, and we are halfway that period which we announced in 2015. We are delivering on our growth, once again, faster than the markets we operate in. We are delivering on our cost reduction programs, and we are fully on track. Return on capital employed increasing, and we are also monetizing our non-core joint ventures, and we expect that the Patheon transaction will close in this second half year, and that's all earlier than we anticipated before. And on top of that, we see a step up in our sustainability ambitions and also the delivery of that. We are proud that Sustainalytics, something different than the Dow Jones Sustainability Index, of which we are already for years number one, Sustainalytics looked to 130 chemical companies globally and announced last week that we are number one globally. Well, with all of that, looking forward, and of course, mindful with the volatile macroeconomics and currency situations, and of course, also being mindful of the higher comparison we get every year with every progress we make. But still, we are confident about the remainder of the year. We are confident about the future, and we even increased slightly our outlook for 2017. And we now expect for 2017 a result with an EBITDA growth for the year moving up from high single digit to double digit, a slight increase, and a return on capital employed increase from double digit basis point to over 100 basis point. And also, we confirmed our interim dividend with 0.58 per ordinary share. Nutrition, well on track, I need to say, with its aspiration set out in our strategy 2018. Growth and profitability initiatives are working. Animal nutrition continued to grow well despite, of course, the backdrop in Latin America. Brazil is not doing excellent, but overall, we do. and human nutrition back on a very solid growth with already 7 consecutive quarter of good growth and around 7% in this quarter. Strong momentum in nutrition indeed delivered a 6% organic growth and a 14% step up in EBITDA. And margins around 19% in this first half year, well within the 18 to 20 bracket we have put for the end of 2018. And in materials, doing well as well, solid progress, a good volume growth in the quarter. And also we were able to pass on all the price increases of the raw materials to our end products. Also here, EBITDA up 14% in this first half year, and the margin here around 17%, which is, I think, very good for our materials business. Cash flow from operating activities, almost 330 million in the first half year, slightly higher than the same period last year. And working capital as a percentage of sales came down slightly to now almost 18.5%. And with that, I would like to open the floor to questions. Operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. Star 1 for questions. The first question is from Ms. Ellen Proper, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. I'm wondering, because given the outlook for 2017 has been raised and the strategy is set till the end of 2018, so what does this mean for the outlook in the year 2018? Do you stick to the previous outlook for that year? And also, during the previous quarter, you have said that a probe into the sale of water meat from Brazil they'll clip 20 million euros in sales in the second quarter, and that you would carefully monitor these developments. Can you elaborate on the developments here and whether you see a further impact on sales in future quarters?
Okay, good. Yeah, we are in fact, the first half year this year was very strong and confident about the whole year, and that led to a slight increase in the forecast, the outlook for the total year. At this moment, we are halfway our strategic period, 2015-2018, delivering on growth and cost and monetization and ROCE. And I can expect us to continue in 2018, but it goes a little bit too far right now to give a clear outlook for 2018. We discussed today the outlook for 2017. But I look pretty confident to the future and to our whole strategic period 2015-2018. So it's not that we stop here with our growth. We continue. On meat in Brazil, indeed, this lasted a little bit longer than we hoped for. Brazil is hurt a little bit in their meat exports, mainly beef. And due to that, we can sell less additives and feed ingredients, obviously, because if the meat production is not there and the export is not there, we can also not sell. So, and on top of that, we do that in a context where Brazil as a country is also not doing excellent, to be honest. So of all the regions in the world, Brazil and Latin America, at this moment, especially in animal health, is not our strongest region. But at a certain moment, and whether that is in Q4 or next year, I expect this to return. The meat production in Brazil is enormous, so they will get back on track. In fact, all other regions in the world do well. We have grown more than 10% in China. Europe is picking up its growth. India is doing well. The U.S. continued growth. So basically, Latin America is indeed a weak piece in the puzzle.
Thank you.
Next question is from Mr. Vincent Croft, AMP. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning to all. I have a few questions, really. Mr. Sijbesma, you said that you were successful in charging the higher commodity prices for input for commodities to your customers. How do you expect these commodity prices to develop for the rest of this year and these input pricing to customers? Do you think that commodity prices will weaken, or that it will be more difficult to pass these on to your clientele?
That's a good question. We have seen that compared with a year ago, the oil prices have been increased, and due to that, also several derivatives of our oil prices, and that has mainly an effect on our materials business, less or so in our nutrition business. And the name of the game always is to pass on that increased raw material prices that we get being presented due to increase and derivatives, to pass it on to customers. And we have seen that basically we could do that also this quarter, even within a quarter. Sometimes there's half a year or three quarter of a delay. Sometimes we cannot pass it on always all. But at this moment, that runs basically very well. It was our materials margin of 17% that do basically very well. And I think that is reflecting a little bit the special profile which we created, increased with our materials business. Every time, tune our material business further towards special solutions, tailor-made to our customers. We do that in nutrition.
All right. And you also speak... Yeah, sorry. You also speak about...
The last thing is, it's very difficult to forecast for me what the raw material prices... next year will be mainly oil dependent.
All right. Thank you very much. You also speak about these volatile markets, volatile markets. Can you elaborate a bit on that? Which I heard the currency movements. Well, the dollar is rapidly losing value against the euro, and you see these currency movements also in your results. Can you elaborate a bit on what your expectations are for this and other risks you see for the company?
Yeah, let me say something about the macroeconomic in general, and then ask the Eldin to say something more specific on currency volatility.
Yes.
Of course, we see all kinds of geopolitical tensions in the world, and all kinds of movements, and you follow it in the U.S. and China and Venezuela this week, etc. And this geopolitical tension, of course, can create effects. I mean, doing well, United States grows, India picking up, grows, but we only say we need to watch this carefully, because those geopolitical, of course, can influence economic certain segments than other segments. And we are overall not badly, or that's Dutch for saying, good positioned, because we benefit in the emerging economies from urbanization, people move to the cities, eat processed food, buying a car and iPads and using all our ingredients and products. So overall, we are good position. The second is specifically the currency volatility, and Geraldine can maybe elucidate something on that.
Sure. Good morning. Maybe just... we are a company, of course, with a whole basket of currencies, and currently it isn't volatile out there. Now, if we look at some of the major currencies that we operate in, we have a U.S. dollar exposure in terms of, well, actually it's a strong thing. We have a lot of sales in dollars, and we have Swiss francs, which is mainly a currency, but on top of that, of course, Brazilian real, Chinese renminbi, etc. Now, if I look at so far this year, it's been a positive effect versus prior in the first and second quarter, broadly speaking, about them each. But if we take the recent exchange rates that we are seeing these last few days, we would expect that that would probably unwind by the end of the year. So we're looking at probably, but it's very volatile out there, a neutral effect on the full year.
Okay. All right. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. Operator.
Next question is from Mr. Bart Koster, ABN Financial News. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for your availability. I was just wondering, in your strategy 2018 plan, you're saying you want to extract value from the pharma and bulk chemicals joint ventures. Now, I read a note from a Jefferies analyst who is expecting that you will be selling at least some of these joint ventures next year because there are no core business anymore. I was just wondering if you can give me some more color on how you are going on with your joint ventures. Thank you.
Thank you. We have three non-core joint ventures. They are all three deconsolidated, so you don't see those in our sales and EBITDA figures.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest, that is Patient, that is a joint venture together with JLL, private equity company in the US.
Yep.
We have tendered our shares at this moment to Thermo Fisher, who wants to take over the company. And if all goes well, we expect an income stream of 1.7 billion out of that in the second half year. Still need to happen, but we are confident that that will happen. That is the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have two other joint ventures, one in China on antibiotics together with a Chinese chemical company and another one with CVC in caprolactam and adjacent products. And both we will also divest at a certain moment, whether that will be in 18 or the CVC joint venture maybe partly in 19, I cannot say, but somewhere in that period we try to divest those as well and get again proceeds from those. So we get proceeds in of those three joint ventures over the coming period, but we said, and at a certain moment we will of course look how we can look to M&A and acquisitions and spend that, but at this very moment we are not busy with big M&A things. We are halfway our strategic period 2015-2018, and the focus of that whole period was to deliver on organic strengths, delivering on sales. Well, we do. We grow faster than the markets we operate in. Reducing costs, we do. We're on track. Increasing our return on capital employed, we do quite a bit, more than double than we expected. And at a certain moment, the money will be used for further growth.
Okay, but does that mean that until the end of the strategy 2018 period, you will not look for large acquisitions?
No, whether we can speed up things, if money comes in, of course we will look to that. But let's mm-hmm. cross that bridge when we are there. The money of Patreon, that is the biggest part, is not yet in. That will come in expected in the second half year. So we said, let's cross that bridge when we are there. But I say at this very moment, we are not looking to that. But yeah, if the money comes in the second half year, we will see at that moment in time what we will do.
Okay, but then probably your shareholders will expect that then if you don't use it for mergers and acquisitions, that you will pay out to the shareholders or not?
Our goal is not to use the money of the proceeds for our growth of the company, but we said returning money to shareholders via other means is never excluded, and it's always an alternative, but we prefer to grow on our own strengths. And what we feel with the shareholders also is they like very much our focus we have put in the recent periods on our organic growth. They like very much that we focus on growing faster than the markets we operate in, reducing our costs, having our capital employed fully in control and getting better returns. And to be honest, that has been also a driver of share price increase over the recent period. So I think shareholders like that very much. Now, on top of that, we have all our innovation projects. We didn't discuss about that yet, but Clean Cow, Green Ocean, Stevia, Niaga, all that stuff which is coming on stream in partly 18, 19, and 20. So that is, again, a boost of further growth. And of course, if money comes in, we will cross that bridge and we will see how we can grow via acquisitions. But in August 2017, or 1st of August 2017, what is it today? Then we are not looking to that, but the money is also not yet in.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Mr. Bart Meyer, Reuters. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. Most of my questions have been answered. Just a few follow-ups. On the strategy, as you've stated, you're halfway through the period, but that does mean then that we should not expect an update and new strategy plans will be presented at the end of 2018. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, that is indeed officially the case. Indeed, at the end of 2018, the period 2018 ends, almost per definition. Our targets have been set till the end of 2018, but we are well aware that we are ahead of our own schedule. We did not miss that ourselves, to be honest. So, yes, we are doing very well, and we keep track, of course, always when we can do better or change, etc. So, why do I say that? Because I don't want to give any impression that we are sitting on our hands and wait till this the end of 2018 or something like that. We are pretty busy here to look to any opportunities of further increasing the value of this company.
But can you say then anything more what that might mean? I mean, as you say yourself, it's officially the end of 2018. You are not sitting on your hands. What does that mean? What can we expect?
That we are delivering and continue to deliver, that we are growing and we need to continue to grow, that we are reducing our cost and we need to finalize the full program, that we are very careful on our working capital and CapEx to have a much better return on capital employed, and all of the above. And like the previous question, and at a certain money moment, further money will come in from the divestments. And then, of course, then we will look to what we do, but we will cross that bridge when we are there. I found it difficult to anticipate of what we will do if money comes in, which is not yet there. I mean, let's do that when we have it. Regarding our targets, yeah, normally we are not a company which is reducing its targets when we didn't make it and say, well, let's then change our targets. Now we are ahead of our targets. We have not at this moment changed it, but we give every time an outlook update on where we are. And like we did last year, the goal was high single digit. Well, last year we increased our outlook and delivered much more. This year, again, we thought, well, high single digit, that is what we need to do. And also today, we further increased that outlook for the year. So in that sense, we give, let's say, intermediate updates on our targets via our outlook.
Okay, thank you. And one more follow-up question on the currency movements. Did I understand it correctly that at the present level, the level of today in the US dollar, if that was to remain constant this year, then you'd have a neutral effect? So if the rise we have seen continues, it will be a negative effect.
Geraldine?
Yeah, so I'll clarify maybe what I said if it wasn't clear. So up to the halfway point of this year, the foreign exchange effect has been positive for us, which is about a 20 million year-on-year comparison benefit from foreign exchange. Now, what I use is the term recent exchange rates because it's moving so much that it's difficult to pin it down. What I would consider there, if you pick out the US dollar, we took broadly the bank's advice on your dollar, which was 115, 116 to the euro. And if we take that and the developments of other currencies, we think that we probably will see an unwinding of that benefit and that by the full year will be neutral. Now, having said that, it is moving out there all the time. We're also seeing the Swiss franc weakening quite strongly in the last 2-3 days, and that is a cost currency for us, and that is a benefit. So it's really it's a basket of currencies, and it's very difficult to give any more precise guidance on the FX impact.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, operator, thank you very much indeed for that. Before we finish, Feike, maybe you've got one or two closing remarks you'd like to make.
Yeah, I appreciate all of you to take the time this morning. And of course, we're fully aware about the geopolitical tensions, about the macroeconomic volatility. Geraldine talked about the currency volatility. We're also totally aware that with every step up we make, we need to run even faster to make the next step up. But nevertheless, we have departed in 2015 for a period to 2018 of strong growth on our own strengths, delivering ahead of the markets we operate in. Our growth, we do, delivering on cost reductions, we do, delivering on a step up of ROCE in 2 years from 7.5 now to almost above 12 at this moment. So quite a step up. Cashing our joint ventures, and once again, when the cash is in, we will review what to do. And also, we didn't discuss that so much, but our innovation programs and our sustainability ambitions. So I think DSM at this moment is well on track or even ahead of schedule. Thanks for listening in and your time and effort of following and watching our company. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much indeed. Feike, thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Brechina as well. Have a very good day. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the event call. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you.